the same if they know me. Their judgment is alike and identical. The effect of truth on it is equal. They cannot disagree, which means that they would all hold the same view, being unable to hold different views. One man's opinion, you say, is not enough to create glory or reputation. In the former case, one judgment is a universal judgment, because all, if they were asked, would hold one opinion. In the other case, however, men of dissimilar character give divergent judgments. You will find perplexing emotions, everything doubtful, inconstant, untrustworthy. And can you suppose that all men are able to hold one opinion? Even an individual does not hold to a single opinion. With the good man, it is truth that causes belief. And truth has but one function and one likeness. While among the second class of which I spoke, the ideas with which they agree are unsound. Moreover, those who are false are never steadfast. They are irregular and discordant. But praise, says the objector, is nothing but an utterance, and an utterance is not a good. When they say that renown is praise bestowed on the good by the good, what they refer to is not an utterance, but a judgment. For a good man may remain silent, but if he decides that a certain person is worthy of praise, that person is the object of praise. Besides, praise is one thing, and the giving of praise another. The latter demands utterance also. Hence, no one speaks of a funeral praise, but says praise giving, for its function depends upon speech. And when we say that a man is worthy of praise, we assure human kindness to him, not in words, but in judgment. So, the good opinion, even of one who in silence feels inward approval of a good man, is praise. Again, as I have said, praise is a matter of the mind rather than of the speech. For speech brings out the praise that the mind has conceived and publishes it forth to the attention of the many. To judge a man worthy of praise is to praise him. And when our tragic poet sings to us that it is wonderful to be praised by a well-praised hero, he means by one who is worthy of praise. Again, when an equally venerable bard says, "Praise nurtureth the arts," he does not mean the giving of praise, for that spoils the arts. Nothing has corrupted oratory and all other studies that depend on hearing so much as popular approval. Reputation necessarily demands words, but renown can be content with men's judgments and suffice without the spoken word. It is satisfied not only amid silent approval, but even in the face of open protest. There is, in my opinion, this difference between renown and glory. The latter depends upon the judgments of the many, but renown on the judgments of good men. The retort comes, but whose good is this renown, this praise rendered to a good man by good men? Is it of the one praised, or of the one who praises? Of both, I say. It is my own good, in that I am praised, because I am naturally born to love all men, and I rejoice in having done good deeds, and congratulate myself on having found men who express their ideas of my virtues with gratitude. That they are grateful is a good to the many, but it is a good to me also. For my spirit is so ordered that I can regard the good of other men as my own. In any case, those of whose good I am myself the cause. This good is also the good of those who render the praise, for it is applied by means of virtue, and every act of virtue is a good. My friends could not have found this blessing if I had not been a man of the right stamp. It is therefore a good belonging to both sides, this being praised when one deserves it, just as truly as a good decision is the good of him who makes the decision, and also of him in whose favor the decision was given. Do you doubt that justice is a blessing to its possessor, as well as to the man to whom the just due was paid? To praise the deserving is justice. Therefore, the good belongs to both sides. This will be a sufficient answer to such dealers in subtleties. But it should not be our purpose to discuss things cleverly and to drag philosophy down from her majesty to such petty quibbles. How much better it is to follow the open and direct road rather than to map out for yourself a circuitous route which you must retrace.